Flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
Hashtag check on your boys. Dudes matter. Ladies and gentlemen, men's mental health should be an awareness not only for a month, but every single fucking day, every single episode on every single week. Testicles 1, 2, testicles. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am your humble host, Trebles Garcia. And today we're striking while iron is hot. We have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys. First and foremost, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. And I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Make sure you check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. It is fully activated. Now you can also cough up some t-shirts. Make sure you drop some love. Cough up a t-shirt and represent. And word of mouth. Tell other people about the show. We might be in Instagram jail, but I just shared with Flash about 24 hours ago that the Patriots and our listeners and our subscribers and every single person that actually pays attention to the show is actually still sharing and actually still getting us to 1,000 likes and comments, and we're still engaging no matter how hard Instagram tries to shut us down. Right. This is fact. This is a testimony. Ladies and gentlemen, Paranoid Radio Podcast is available absolutely free on all podcast platforms, so you can check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. But forget all this promotional shit. We have an amazing episode with the Phenom, my deep state correspondent. He is a father of two beautiful sons. He's a husband. He's a patriot, a freedom fighter, a liberator, a business owner, all the way from the East Coast. Flash, Flashy underscore News One. What's up, Flash?
What up, everybody? Glad to be back, man. A lot to talk about. I hope everybody had a good weekend, a good Easter.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is King. Amen.
That's right. Flash, let them know where they can find you, dog, and what are you about for the new listeners?
Yeah, man. Well, Flash, upstate New York, small business owner, like my boy said. Still on Instagram. The shadow ban has been lifted, so that's cool. You can probably find me now, Flashy underscore News 1 on Instagram. And as a backup, Flashy underscore News on Elon Musk's.
That's right. Make sure to share. Ladies and gentlemen, we find out that if you share, we can break the AI algorithm. But we need people to share. Word of mouth. Let's get it done. We have a lot of talking points here today. Flash is going to run through it in the next 30 to 40 minutes. And he's going to make Paranoid Radio Podcast right now everybody's king. All the podcast platforms, all the podcasts are going to be our little fucking sons. The bridge collapse. Let's identify the problem and let's start with the bridge collapse. Flash, what you got?
So everyone by now knows about the bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland. And now, originally, it looked like what they said it looked like, right? Just a boat out of control, yada, yada, yada. Right? And it just so happened to run into the one part of the bridge that would collapse the entire bridge, right?
Huh.
No coincidences. So at first, I was like, all right, you know, this could be what they say. Sometimes there aren't any things, conspiracy theories. Sometimes it is just what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what tells me the information that I look for is how the government reacts, what the government says, what the narrative that they try to push out, right? Immediately upon this happening, Joe Biden ran to the fucking microphone and he said, the federal government is going to cover it all. We're going to pay for the whole thing. And I was like, it's nice. How nice of him. But wait a minute. We all saw what happened. It was at no fault of the American citizen. It was the fault of the cargo ship. Whether it was hacked, whatever happened, it's still their responsibility, right? They have insurance for these types of things. And this cargo company is a multi-billion dollar company. So that got me a little, piqued my interest a little bit, right? So I was like, why would they do that? Well, probably because they don't want the insurance investigation if the cargo ship was forced to pay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Their own insurance, right? Mm-hmm. But not only that, let's just say they did that and then they paid to get it fixed. They would want a receipt for every single thing that was built because they're paying for it. Now, if the federal government comes in and pays for it, they can do what they always do with the relief. You know, $100 for a bottle of water, you know, $10 million for this piece of steel. And then they can inflate the cost so that they can launder the money because Ukraine is tying up, right? Ukraine has not got that next check that they've been begging for.
Can I add something to this? Hey, Baltimore is known, that port is known for a very, for a high number of criminal acts as pertaining to human trafficking.
Yes.
If the insurance had to get involved, they would have to know what was in the containers.
Uh-huh.
Every single thing in the container.
Yep.
Holy fucking shit, boss.
And the financial impact of this, that port does, like, I think it's over like $100 million a day in commerce, you know, and that port was a huge port for the whole eastern seaboard of our country for all the things, you know, and that bridge was specifically built for hazardous materials to be driven on from that port. So now where are all those, how that hazardous material is going to be driving now, right? What is that, you know, for everything that we need, or medicine, everything, right? So I was thinking, is this going to divert all of these trucks to one place? And is that going to be the next attack where all of these trucks are going to be on? Boom, right? So there's so many moving parts to this, you know, and I think a lot of it, by them coming out so fast to say the federal government was going to pay for everything, really is what got me thinking that it was a deep state hit. Not some terrorist attack from a foreign power, but a deep state hit. Because now they can turn around and say, look, the economy, inflation's up because of the bridge collapse. Not because of Bidenomics. It's just another excuse, right?
Another boogeyman. And for the fucking, for the blind people out there, it makes Biden look like a real happy, dandy president. Exactly. Helping his people in the community. But they totally forgot about Ohio, right? About Palestine, New Palestine, Ohio.
That's funny, right? They had no problem with the insurance company paying for that one. With the right, they didn't want the federal government didn't give nobody shit on that one.
I hear you.
So that's interesting, right? And there was more people physical health affected by that. They're still affected by that. So it just shows that why they do the things that they do, and that's why like a lot of these things that we talk about, I get the information from them. What are they saying? What are they doing? It's not so much what we are doing, right? It's how they react to certain things. And that's what tells me that they're completely out of control and they're completely panicking, you know, because they're doing all of these things so obvious, so out of control, because they're running out of tricks. It's really what it comes down to.
And this is how, next point, swamp starts draining itself. All right, Big Dog, what you got on that point?
So, we're seeing it every single day. It almost seems like every other day, a rhino retires from the House of Representatives and the Senate. Right now, I'm a firm believer that they're trying to help the Democrats by doing this, right? They're trying to get the Democrats the majority in the House. Right now, we only have a 1-seat majority in the House. We used to have a 7-seat majority. We have McCarthy gone, Ken Buck's gone, Mike Gallagher gone. Now, all of these people were rhinos. They were the people that had a stranglehold on the Republican Party, right? Mm-hmm. Through lobbyists, through donations, and all this stuff. So this is why it's so important. At this point, I don't even care if it backfires and the Democrats get the majority, whatever. We need these people out. We need these people out. And we can't do shit, really, until we clean up our side first, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why it would have been, if Donald Trump made his own political party, all of this stuff would have been ignored. He would have had to build that infrastructure from the ground up, billions and billions of dollars, years and years and years, name recognition, all of this stuff. No, instead, we change it from within it. We force these people to either get on the fucking train or retire, because that is what it is now. This is no longer a Republican Party. I don't even like to call it a Republican Party. It's not the GOP. This is the America First Patriots Party. And the takeover is very real. So now we drain this. So now we see the swamp draining in Congress itself, right? And that's through public opinion, through public pressure. Because now people are awake to the fact that the Republican Party was a controlled opposition party. It has been this whole time. Donald Trump proved that.
This is why they say two ways for the same bird. This is where it comes from, because exactly. They were all working in synergy. They were all corrupt at a certain degree, right?
Wow. And this is real change now. I mean, this isn't some Obama fake change. Donald Trump just took over the RNC, fired 60 people, got his daughter-in-law in there, and a bulldog named Watley from North Carolina that is responsible for turning North Carolina red. Okay, they got in there. What's the first thing they did? They fired 60 people. They brought 10 lawsuits in swing states to get to clean up their voter rolls, to stop the mass mail-in balloting. Okay, all of these things that they should have been doing this whole time. Why wasn't the Republican Party doing this under Ronna McDaniel? She's the niece of Mitt Romney, the ultimate rhino, right? So now we are seeing, though, but so you couldn't just do that unilaterally and come in, take it over, and fire everybody. It would have looked crazy. It would have looked like he was a dictator, an authoritarian. Yeah. No, instead, what you do is you highlight the problem to the public. You point out the fact that why isn't the RNC fighting for us? Why didn't the RNC help us in 2020 with the stolen election? Why weren't they the ones bringing all the lawsuits? Why was Donald Trump the one bringing all the lawsuits with his money? Where was the RNC? So now that took a couple of years for people to really wake up to the whole scenario, what was really going down. And now we see what happened. Now the public pressure came in. That's the only reason why Ronna McDaniel resigned, because Trump been wanting her gone. But that's not enough. You can't just make unilateral decisions without the public opinion on your side. This is the whole thing of giving the power back to the people. It's not just a catchphrase that Donald Trump said because he's a fucking con man. No, we are seeing it happen. We are seeing the public awakening force public opinion in the Republican Party, because the power is now with the people. The Democrat Party hates their base. The Republican Party is starting to fear their base. And that's the way it should be. You should be answering to the people that vote for you. You don't answer to the lobbyists. You don't answer to CNN. You answer to the people that got your ass in that chair. And if you don't, you're going to retire. We're going to put you on blast. We are going to do all the things, right? So that is where we are at now. So now Ronna McDaniel leaves. We got this new blood in there. Now, what are they doing? Before they hire any new person at the RNC, the first question they ask, do you believe the 2020 election was stolen?
Get the fuck out.
If your answer is no, you don't get to work for the Republican Party. That's it. That is how the lines are being drawn now. That is a perfect litmus test. If you truly believe that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, you don't get to work for the Republican
Party. You know what,
Party.
Dude? I'm going to tell you something, bro. This is extreme. But an extreme measure to an extreme situation. And the reason I'm telling you this is you have to put a permanent solution. You cannot put a temporary solution to a permanent problem. And if the 2020 election has been exposed to the degree it's been exposed, and it has been, like J6 has been exposed, over 4,000 fucking hours of footage of where policemen opening the fucking things for these people, and then rioters coming out of vans. We're not lying. This is public knowledge. You have to, if you want the truth, you're gonna go search for it. Take 5 seconds of your fucking day to go to the search bar and search for what we're talking about. And it's not just on truther pages. It's on mainstream media now, guys. Okay. To the degree that this is exposed, it's becoming. This is why people are like, if you ask me off the street without knowing what the fuck's happening, I'm gonna be like, yo, that's cultic behavior. Like, you are giving an extra fucking, like, but it's an extreme event and you have to have extreme laws, you know, extreme fucking titles and extreme things to do to get these people categorized and into the party. They've transformed the entire party to an extreme one, bro. That was huge. You have to say and truly believe that the election was stolen in order to be in the party. That's fucking huge. In a matter of 4 years, Trump has managed to completely change the entire spectrum of the Republican Party. Taking it over gives more credit and more balls than creating a new party. Because creating 100%. A new party would only show how corrupt you are. And taking over the corruption out of the Republican Party shows how, wow,
it's
look
just
at that.
Not possible. You know what I mean? And that's why, like, if you don't understand how politics works, it's so easy to judge from the outside and say, oh, yeah, you could just make your own political party.
Wow.
You know how much money that would take, how much time, how much effort, how much all of these things that we don't have time for. We don't have time for that. The quickest way to where we get to where we want to go is to take over the Republican Party. And now we're not just seeing the leadership change. We are seeing the demographic of the voter of the Republican Party change. That's what Donald Trump did. Now we see the Democrat Party and the Republican Party flipped. The Republican Party is now the party of the working middle class, when that was always the Democrat Party. Okay, now it's the Democrats who are being exposed as racist, as country club, as fucking billionaire status. The more money you have, the more likely you are to be a Democrat. That used to be the opposite. It used to be the rich people were Republicans, the poor working class were Democrats. Who did that? It's Donald Trump who did that. Okay, the Republican Party has been trying to do that this whole time, but not really because they've been an opposition party, right? So they allowed themselves to be labeled the racist party, that all this, because they never actually tried to reach out to the black and brown community. They never put any money into these things. So it took Donald Trump to come, right? And just because he's not a working class, middle class working man, doesn't mean he can't relate to the middle class working man. I'm sorry, but it's impossible for a middle class working man to become president. It just is. You either become rich while in office or you're already rich and you do what Donald Trump is doing. Okay, I would love to run for president. Is it possible? Absolutely not. It's just not how our system works. And of course, the two systems is corrupt. We all know that. That's why we're taking it the fuck over and forcing a change that was always talked about, that people said that would never happen. The change is already here. Yeah. But if you're not participating in the process, you're not going to see it. You're not going to understand how much has actually changed. The way we do, the way we look at politics, everything, the fake news, all of this shit has been exposed now. Now, is it divisive? Of course it is. But this country has always been divided. It was just hidden, right? Mm-hmm. Now we are forcing all of this stuff to the surface and we're drawing the line. You're on the side of truth or you're on the side of lies. That's it. It's not Republican and Democrat anymore. Okay. Trump drew that line. Trump is a rhino. Republican. Not even really a conservative. He's a populist nationalist. Okay, let's get our labels right. A populist,
damn,
economic nationalist. That right there alone is change. Okay, we got someone, just because he calls himself a Republican doesn't mean he necessarily is. Unfortunately, we have to work with inside the two systems. Right? That's just the options we have. Now, you cannot participate, sit on the outside and judge that everything's corrupt. No one's on our side. There's no good guys in this movie. But where does that get us? Not participating in the process is not an option for me.
It's hopeless. It's hopeless. It's fucking hopeless. Yeah, because if you're not, you have to do something, bro. There has to be something to be done. And even at that, let's say that you don't choose either parties and you want to be independent. Even at that, at least you're fucking making
I'm a registered independent. I'm a registered independent. This is my register. I'm not a registered Republican. Mm-hmm. Because who knows? The next person could be a Democrat under the guise of a Democrat, but he's doing the right thing, right? So why, like, I don't label myself as a conservative or any of those things, because that's how they put you in a box, right? And that's how when you get into debates with people, they say, oh, well, you're a part of the system. No. We're not here to participate. We're here to take over, my brother. And that's exactly what we've been doing. We're taking over the political process. We have been exposing the fake news for what it is. And now it's not just about Trump. The news has been lying about everything for how long? Hey, but nobody.
That's
really
what I was going to say. We've allowed not only the mainstream to get fine-tuned and the propaganda machine to get used on civilians, on ourselves and on our children, but we've also managed to ask for the enslavement. We are asking to be told these lies. We love the lies, bro. It's because it just reassures you. It doesn't. And a lot of people, like I told my wife and I told a lot of my friends out there, people get pissed off when the truth gets exposed and people get pissed off when the truth is told. That's a lot of people cannot accept the truth. A lot of people are not humble enough. They're not willing to change because they're so accustomed to the lie and they love eating that fucking matrix steak. That's what it is, bro. But before we get into deep talking and rebuttaling the massive debate that we've had last week with Kill the Mockingbird podcast host Sean Chris, Trump's judge gets exposed. I'll give you that, bro, because that sounds like another.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Boomerang. Definitely, bro. So. New York judge, another one, not the same one that gave him the fine. Another New York judge. His name is Juan Merchant. This is the judge that is overseeing Trump's hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Supposedly he had sex. Supposedly he gave her money to shut her up. What we're going to find out is actually Cohen, the lying snake lawyer that was Trump's lawyer, was actually the one sleeping with Stormy Daniels, and he was paying her out of the finance coffers, out of Trump's financial bank from this campaign. That's why he was being paid, because he was married, having sex with her, and he was paying her from Trump's financial money. That's what this case is. Supposedly they're saying that Trump paid Stormy Daniels, but he used finance, campaign finance money, which would be against the law technically, right? But this, that's a federal crime, first of all. So the federal government denied bringing this trial against Trump. So you're telling me the federal government didn't even take this fucking case? All the 91 counts, they left this one out. That just shows you there's nothing there, right?
Yeah.
So, but what Biden did was, the guy that was working for the Biden administration, a lawyer, left the Biden administration, went to go work for the New York attorneys. Then they brought this case. Obviously a conflict of interest, right? Now they're actually changing laws and trying to make a crime out of this non-crime, right? So, this guy, Juan Merchant, right, the judge, come to find out his daughter is a political activist. She owns a company that is involved in politics and making narratives and public relations, right? Mm-hmm. So the digital soldiers got into it, started digging, and exposed the whole game. This little bitch, right, his daughter, Merchant's daughter, the judge's daughter, made $93 million.
Holy fucking
just in the
shit.
last 3 years. As soon as this case was brought and it found out who the judge was going to be overseeing at Merchant, her daughter raised $93 million. Adam Schiff has been giving her money. Kamala Harris has been giving her money. Every single deep state left wing has been giving this chick money. Now, why? You're telling me that they're not talking, the father and the daughter aren't talking. People are giving her money so that she can go influence her father's the way he rules on this case. That's it. So now the judge is losing his absolute mind right now. Right? He put a gag order on Trump, meaning that he's not allowed to talk about the daughter. He's not allowed to talk about anything, all this stuff. So they can sit there and say every fucking lie about him. They can sit there and make every conspiracy theory about him. But my man, Donald Trump, the former president of these United States, is not allowed to fight back with his words. This is how panicked these people are. Okay, Trump is not a useful idiot.
Ultimate. Yeah.
Trump is not a useful idiot. He's a stable genius. And now, and if you rely on edited clips, if you rely on hearsay, if you rely on pure conspiracies, you can make them out to be anything you want. What I do is I look at facts, documentation, evidence, everything we see every day, and the reaction of the deep state to tell me what's real. It's not how I feel. It's not could've, it's not would've, and it's not maybes. This man is the biggest threat to the globalist takeover. Is he perfect? Of course not. God uses imperfect people to do impossible things.
That is written in the history. That is written in the sands of time. That is written in the fucking Bible. And God picked up Mary Magdalene. God picked up fucking people that are doing suicide, soldiers, ex fucking con men, mercenaries, and he put
Moses,
the chosen few.
No, they were all sinners.
They were all sinners, man. Sinners.
Right. And so if Donald Trump was for evil, where is the evil intent? Where is the evil intent of shutting down the border and forcing DNA tests to make sure those kids are actually with their parents? Where is the evil intent of allowing citizens to believe in the Constitution and fighting for the constitutional rights of these citizens? Where is the evil intent?
The evil intent is where you see not only the border wall go rot in piles of metal, not even being erected yet. And then when you see hundreds of thousands and millions of people walk through our fucking borders asking for free handouts and children being lost and recycled coming in back then with different people, different parents in quotation marks. The evil is when they get all these buses and they get sent out to different countries, I mean, different states and different smart cities in the country so that the Electoral College could have more funding and more money and more power and more say-so when the voting comes. They might not be able to vote, but they're there. And that person,
the Electoral College, they're
going to
get count for that.
Yep. You see what I'm saying? They get count for the public, before the census comes out. And where's the census? Is the census in 2024? Fucking shit. Every 4 years, huh? Check this out, bro. It's a trip. It's a fucking trip how this is getting. That's the evil. The evil is where Joe Biden completely empties out the oil reserves to bring the cost of petroleum down, and now he can't refill it back because of Bidenomics, because the inflation is through the roof and it's too expensive to refill our own fucking shit. He drained it, bro. I'm talking about, that's where the evil is at, bro. If you cannot see that they're setting us up for failure and they're destroying us from the inside out, you're fucking blind. Do you know what the president of El Salvador tweeted out a couple days ago? This guy, I'm not giving glory to this guy, but he said something fucking glorious. He said, nothing that big, that huge, that stable, that mounting influential around the world falls that fast unless it's being demolished from the inside.
100%. 100%. Wow. And now, if Donald Trump was for evil, he wouldn't be trying to bring God back into this country. He's the only candidate talking about how God has been removed from the classroom and from our country. He constantly brings up the fact that we are one nation under God. He is fighting for the Judeo-Christian values that we all have enjoyed living under. Our laws are based on the Ten Commandments. Western civilization relies on trusting God because we understand that if you take God out of the equation, the next best thing to worship is government. This is why China took out all the churches. And this is exactly where we are going with Joe Biden. Naming Easter Trans Day of Visibility was a perfect example of that. And Donald Trump was the first one to jump up there and pointed out how crazy it was. Okay, so whatever you believe about Donald Trump, what he started is for good. Okay, so no matter what, if you think he's part of the cabal, this and that, if he was part of the cabal, he wouldn't be hosting movies about child sex trafficking and the connection to the Hollywood elite at his house, at his home.
Dude, Joe Biden has over, and put check this out, everybody. Hashtag look it up. Hashtag Buscalo. Ladies and gentlemen, this is public knowledge. Go and Google how many gay and transsexual holidays the United States has made in the last 4 years national. All right, guys? There's over almost in a conglomerate, almost 4 months worth of holidays. Transsexual Day, Homosexual Day, Anti-Homo Day, Gay Rights Day. You got Transsexual Month. You got this. You got Transsexual Visibility Month on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Doc, do you know how blasphemous this is? Doc, this is huge. Bro, it's in your face. Bro, it's right here. Smell the shit, bro. Do something, pick it up. You know what I'm saying? You got to get the sign. It's common sense, man. A blind person and a person that's a lot more uneducated than I am could understand and read the fucking writing on the wall, bro.
And that's why it has to get this obvious, you know. And now, Sean from Killer Mockingbird, he made good points that I agreed with, that the whole system is corrupt, that, you know, this and that. But I'm not a burn it all type down type of guy. You know, Sean, he doesn't believe in the police. He doesn't think that we need anything, all of these things, right? Mm-hmm. And I get that mindset, but it's not realistic, right? So in order to affect change, we can either sit on the outside, judge everything that's in the inside, say everything's all corrupt, blah, 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 doesn't, none of it matters. What does that get us? You know what I mean? Do you care who the president is? And now, obviously, Trump is not our savior. He's our bullhorn, but his policies will put us in the best position to save ourselves. That's really all we can ask for as the leader of the federal government. We don't need you to come change all these new laws. No, we have a constitution. We want to go back to getting closest to that. There's only one man talking about that. You know, all these JFK fans that lost their mind because Donald Trump made one comment about the vaccine, they're pretty silent now that RFK picked a far left vice president, right? He picked the vice president who is the ex-wife of the founder of Google. Okay, she spends billions of dollars for late-term abortions. Okay, so there's only one man that is a clear difference from the rest. Is he perfect? No. Has he had some shady friends? Sure. But you know what? I had shady friends 20 years ago. Does that make me shady today? I think Donald Trump looked at his family, looked at his grandkids, saw what was happening to this country, and he knew that he was in a position to make a change, and he made it.
He's been saying this shit. For the longest, bro, over 30 fucking years, he's been saying the same rhetoric, the same fucking, the same speech.
We used to call that integrity. We used to call that integrity.
Until all these transsexuals,
See?
I hear you.
Come on, bro. Come on. You know, this? And Sean, I have mad respect for him, mad love for him. I'm glad we did that debate. I wasn't at the top of my game. You know, obviously, I couldn't get my thoughts that I wanted, and I was talking to you after, and I, you know, thought about all the things that he said. You know, he said that Hillary Clinton would have been a better president to bring people together. Like, you know, just things that, you know, really I can't get behind. I see where he's coming from because he's looking at it as a non-political commentator, right? Looking at it from the outside in, the whole system is corrupt. Listen, we agree that the whole system is corrupt. But who's the one person that stood there and told us the whole system is corrupt? First person that ran for president, became president, whatever, sat there and told us, these people are corrupt. These are your enemy. Now, is it divisive? Of course it's divisive. But you know what? This country is a lot less divided than they lead us to believe. If you go into the inner cities of Chicago, the black and brown communities, they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
They are all leaving the Democrat Party. And sometimes you got to do it like, what other way can we get to where we want to go than this way right here? And by exposure. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. right? And Donald Trump has been shining the light on all of the things people knew were going on, but nobody would champion. This is why I call him Wolfhammer. Okay, now, we make this what it is, okay? Mm-hmm. We, the people, decide. These people don't have all the power that they say. Oh, they're doing it. They're running our lives. They're doing this behind the scenes.
Who they're doing it to the fear. Yeah.
We're awake now. Mm-hmm. We're awake now to the game. Okay, and then people were awake before Donald Trump for sure. Yeah. But we had someone to actually champion arguments, champion the things that we were talking about, the waste, fraud, and abuse in our government. Mm-hmm. And now he is the bait, right? This is why this episode is called The Bait.
The debate after the debate after the debate.
Debate just by his mere existence in the political atmosphere has brought all of this shit to the surface. He's the little carrot on the stick. Oh, hey, look. You now, just by them going after him, they are proving just how corrupt the whole system is, just how anti-democratic the whole system really is. And it's always been like this. That's the thing. The shit ain't new.
They are.
Mm-hmm. It's just showing it now. And in order to move forward in an honest way around truth, it has to be exposed. We have to go through the growing pains in order to get to where we want to go. And there's only one man standing in the breach. I don't give a shit how you feel about him personally, what he did 20 years ago, what he did 10 days ago. Right now, today, he's the only one trying to stop the globalist takeover of America. The only one talking about border security. The only one talking about the fentanyl problem seriously in our country. The only one that's championing law and order. Okay, all of these things we all want to maintain good society. Listen, I just want the same opportunities my children that I was afforded, that my parents were afforded. Immigrants that came here with shit were able to start a business, able to buy a home. There's only one man talking about this stuff. His name is Donald Trump.
I hear you. And this is Angel. Trebles Garcia saying this. Yo, in that debate, I had to be non-biased and I couldn't choose a side. But I'll be honest with you. Yo, Chris had home field advantage. So in the next debate, if we do have one, we're going to do it with my podcast, fucking Paranoid Radio Instagram. And then we're going to have some of our people there. And even though he had home field advantage, we still rocked the fucking cages.
Glad we did it, bro.
You know, I want to thank every single person that joined and was engaging there. Even the people that were siding with him towards the end, they gave you solid points. They were engaging in a positive manner towards you as well.
Oh, that was really cool. That shit.
Yeah.
You know, and then he said right in the beginning, he said, I don't have a lot of evidence to prove what I'm saying. He said that, you know, and that's fine. You know, we're all conspiracy. You know, what happens is you have an inherent bias, right? And so then you look for things to confirm. Inherit bias. I do it too. I'm not saying that he's the only one. I'm just saying that's how that happens, right? So then you ignore facts.
The dance around. It's the old classic dance around. Right. Yeah.
You ignore the things that would challenge your inherent bias, right? And then you accept the things that strengthen that bias. I went down all the rabbit holes. I went down the anti-Trump rabbit. I started as anti-Trump. Started that way. So I have that perspective. You know,
bro, I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 thinking he was a racist hack.
Exactly. And, you know, and Chris said that a lot of Obama voters voted for Trump. That's actually not true. A lot of the Obama voters were going to vote for Bernie Sanders. And then those voters voted for Trump because of trade, because Donald Trump's trade policies were strong. Right. And there was a lot of first time voters that got in to politics because of that. Now you can say that that's bad because it's bringing people into the political system. I don't see it that way. I see it as finally more Americans are participating in the corrupt system.
That's what it is.
And in order to change the corrupt system, you have to participate in it. You have to expose it and you have to demand the change. This is why I always talk about the court of public opinion. That's something that Sean didn't say one time. The public, the people make this change. Hey, this is what the power of information is, because once we can all agree on what is true, enough of us, that is when we go collectively and demand the change that we are already seeing in the RNC. Look at all the swamp creatures leaving, not going up for re-election. It's not just our side, Democrats too.
Did you call them swamp creatures, bro? You got a bunch of big feet and fucking swamp apes coming out.
Mitch McConnell, the ultimate swamp creature, stepping down as Senate Majority Leader. All of these things are happening now, finally, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's easy on the outside, judge on the inside. The man in the arena, Like, that's who Donald Trump is. He's the man who's taken all of these slings and arrows. He's the man who's standing in the breach. He's the one who risked his fucking wealth, his fortune, his family's future for what? Where is the evil intent if he's evil? I leave you with that.
Damn, this is Flashy Friday with Flash underscore News 1 on Paranoid Radio Podcast. Make sure you drop a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, this allows other people to enjoy the show as much as we enjoy making it. Everybody for joining us today. Thank you, Flash, for showing out today, for giving us this glorious episode. Quite frankly, I got to tell you, the rebuttal and that debate was a fucking killer. You did a great, amazing job, bro. I'm very proud of you. I'm proud to be your friend, and I'm 100% sure that anybody listening to the show today is going to be proud to be engaged with Paranoid Radio Podcast. Thanks to you, dog. Thank you so much, everybody.
Paranoid Radio.